From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. Stocks plunged again Thursday, and for the second time in 4 days, the Dow Jones Industrial Average sank more than 1,000 points. The Dow and the Standard & Poor's 500 market indexes have dropped 10% from their all-time high set January 26th. That means they are in what is known on Wall Street as a correction, their first in almost 2 years. The Dow Jones lost 1,032 points, or 4.1%. North Korea held a military parade on Thursday, a day before the opening of the Winter Olympics in South Korea. The event is usually held in April, and moving it has been seen as a setback to the warming ties over the Olympics. But Seoul announced its president would meet North Korea's Olympics delegation on Saturday. The U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is leading a U.S. delegation to attend the opening ceremonies of the Games in Pyeongchang. Pence is meeting with South Korean President Moon Jae-in and had high praise for South Korea and its democracy.
South Korea is a testament to the power of freedom and the capacity of free peoples to create prosperity and security.
Meanwhile, State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert told reporters that U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and his Chinese counterpart reaffirmed the commitment of Washington and Beijing to exert pressure on Pyongyang. This is VOA News. The U.S. government is heading for a shutdown at midnight on Thursday unless the House of Representatives overcome differences on immigration and reach a budget agreement. Senate leaders agreed Wednesday on a bipartisan deal that does not cover immigration. But House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi says she will withhold support for the funding deal until immigration issues are addressed.
We have our beliefs, and we're willing to fight for them, and we're willing to fight for them on the floor of the House.
House Speaker Republican Paul Ryan tried to reassure Democrats on the issue.
To anyone who doubts my intention to solve this problem and bring up a DACA and immigration reform bill, do not.
A White House spokesperson said they support the bill. The White House is facing questions following the resignation of a key advisor to President Donald Trump. Rob Porter resigned Wednesday after two of his former wives claimed he physically and emotionally abused them. White House Chief of Staff John Kelly said he was shocked by the allegations and added there is no place for domestic violence in our society. While the White House did not comment on the report that he failed to receive a security clearance, they did call the allegations serious and disturbing. The U.S. military officials say coalition airstrikes in northern Syria killed about 100 pro-government fighters who were part of an attack on U.S.-backed opposition forces. Michael Brown has more.
The U.S.-led coalition said the pro-government fighters carried out an unprovoked attack against the well-established Syrian Democratic Forces headquarters. U.S. personnel have been advising and assisting the SDF, and some were embedded with them at the time of the attack in Deir el-Zor province. The officials said no Americans were hurt, while one SDF member was wounded in the assault that was backed by artillery, tanks, and rocket launching systems. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.
A Bangladesh court sentenced former Prime Minister Khalida Zia on Thursday to 5 years in prison on corruption charges. The conviction means that Zia, the arch rival of the current Prime Minister, could be barred from running in December national elections. Zia was taken to a Dhaka prison under heavy security. I'm Ann Ball in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.